Call the meeting to order.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Council has before them the minutes of the January 21, 2025 meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes? I entertain a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Colt?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'm practicing.
I'll take a motion for approval of the claims.
I'll make that motion for approval of claims.
Motion by Tim?
Second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. There's no petitions or communications. Move on to officer reports. Aaron? Any questions for Aaron? Peyton? Anything to add to your report?
Well, I take that back, actually. Just to let you all know, HQP is 100% completed, so if any of you, when it clears up, want to get down and take a look at it, I'd be more than happy to meet you down there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, thanks.
That'd be great.
Ryan, do you have anything?
I don't have anything to add.
Any questions for Ryan?
No.
And Cherie?
I don't have anything further than what's in my report.
Any questions for Cherie?
We have to figure something out for the pool, huh, Cherie?
Is there any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? Any committee reports? Is no one finished business?
Oh, no. Well, I did talk to Travis about how that meeting went since we were both busy, and I guess there was nobody from the school even there to represent him.
Nobody from the school, nobody from the softball.
Well, he did reach out about the softball stuff. And we did talk about if we don't have to use the field, we won't. If we can schedule games where we don't have to.
That'd be good.
If there is, or if we can't and we need to, I did find us, there's a thing for pitching where we wouldn't mess the grass up.
Oh,
we put it down for pitching, a mat, and then we pick it up at the end of the night, and the bases would be longer because I'm not going to put anybody on that infield. So
we'd run bigger bases.
So if we can schedule it without having to use that field, we will. So
that'd be real good. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a frustrating meeting. We didn't get to cover some of the things we wanted to without the school being there. Now Travis, of course, was mm-hmm. there. He's a coach, but neither the athletic director or the superintendent were there.
Was Tom there for that?
And Tom wasn't there, but he designated him. He sent an email telling me there'd be a guy there, and he didn't come either. So. Just one of those things. You have before you for approval professional services agreement between City of Columbus and the Grounds Guys to provide mowing service at the cemetery in the amount of $23,888.21. Is there a motion to approve?
Is there any way you can tell me what the amount was last year? I know it's...
It was a couple hundred bucks less than that.
Okay.
So their bid was really, really good with what it was last year.
I make a motion that we approve this agreement.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second.
Second by Dan. Is there any discussion?
Yeah. Because I remember when I worked for the swimming pool, this was way back when I was in high school, but didn't we have seasonal help to mow that? The cemetery? Because I remember pool employees would go out there and move all the water every day. Oh,
that was a long time ago. Wasn't
well,
it?
I know. But I'm still the youngest up here. They just throw that out there. So we hire out to do the...
We always had somebody that was a cemetery guy, you know, that did the maintenance out there and mowed.
Oh. Which was Leo.
Leo. And then there, before that, there was this guy. And before that, there was...
It's actually cost-effective for the city, yep, as long as we can get it. If it's under $40,000 a year, it's way more cost-effective for the city to just hire it out.
Okay, cool.
So, and I think they did real good last year.
They did.
We had no complaints, and they were there every week. And
yep. Awesome.
Thank you. Worked well. We're all ready for a vote, yes, right? Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is the approval of matching funds in the amount of $4,000 for the Montana Historic Preservation Grant for the Museum of the Beartooth.
I'll make a motion for the approval of matching funds in the amount of $4,000 for the Montana Historic Preservation Grant for the Museum of the Beartooth.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Second by Dan. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a special use permit for a Stillwater Balloon Rally at Walter Memorial Airport on June 6, 7, and 8 of 2025. Is there a motion for approval?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
Anything you want to add?
Yes, there have been some changes. Hopefully you all have it in your packet. We did change the date because it overlapped on the Jewel, and we didn't want to have two huge events on that same weekend. Also, I lost my nonprofit organization, so we are no longer with the Chamber. The Chamber decided not to sponsor the balloon rally, and so I found a new sponsor. It is the Columbus Fire Rescue Association, and so they are very excited to take this over and hopefully grow this. The comment was like making it the Laurel Fireworks. They want to grow it like that to be a community-wide huge event for our town, and so hopefully pulling even more things in. Like this year, we're going to add a kids' corner. They want to, because during the glow at night, there's not a lot to do from 6 to 8 for the kids when the balloons start to glow. So we'll, again, have food trucks. We'll have the band. And they want to add, like, a kids' corner for kids to do before we glow. And I should have, again, about 8 to 10 balloons. So, and I have talked with... Savani Stillwater about the parking, and they said we're allowed to use that as well again this year. So awesome. Really super excited. The association, we had a huge turnout and voted, and they're all excited to really help and get started. So hopefully I've found that niche and people that really want to get it in, excited and get in and get involved. So I'm excited to partner with that as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Make sure to vote to ask for no wind on
those. Well, I do put those terms up, but not to the association.
Okay, ready to vote? Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a resolution 867-2025 for Interstate Engineering to apply for a Montana Department of Transportation grant on behalf of the city. This has to do with the trails.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Oh, yeah.
I'll second it.
Bob's got the second. Is there any discussion? Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
That motion passes. And the next item is an approval of Task Order 30, which is amendment of an agreement for Interstate Engineering to furnish grant application services to Montana Department of Transportation 2025 Alternatives Program in the amount of $8,500. Your motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
That motion passes. Next is an approval of purchase of a mini excavator for Public Works Department. With two options. Option one from Bobcat in the amount of $71,143, and option two from Torgerson in the amount of $72,550. Do you have anything to add, Peyton?
No, not really. Just what I had in my report. The list I have is extensively long of things that need to get repaired as far as water stuff, and judging by the bids I get coming in from contractors, local and outside, I think it's probably more cost effective to start doing a lot of these things by ourselves. This Bobcat can get in places that the backhoe can't, and it's also dual use in the cemetery. It would help out by freeing up the backhoe if we had to dig something else, and you know, when funerals get to going and Jim's up there digging those. So we have the funds for it. I just think now is probably the time, because I want to get ahead of some of these problems we have.
You're looking at the Bobcat, right?
That's the one you had preference for, was the Bobcat?
Yes, we've got their equipment before. It's just preferred by the people that are going to be using it the most, and their service has always been outstanding. They have the parts to fix it when we need it, usually no more than 3-4 days that they have to bring it in. So, and as you can see by the bids, Torgerson just really didn't enunciate a whole lot on their piece of equipment as compared to the Bobcat.
All right. Yep, cool. Thank you.
Okay. Entertain a motion?
I'll make that motion for option number one for the Bobcat, $71,143.
I'll second.
Okay. Tim moved, Dennis seconded for option one, purchase of mini excavator. Is there any discussion? Okay. Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Motion passes. Are there any comments not on the agenda? Any comments not on the agenda?
When do we have to make a decision on the pool?
But okay, so Peyton got some bids for boilers, but nobody's submitted a bid for the pipe or for excavation and doing all the pipe work yet.
Peyton, you want to take it?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. I do have somebody out of Idaho that has some jobs in Bozeman, and they're actually going to be out here, I believe he said, within the next month. And I sent him pictures and everything I could on ours. We discussed it a little bit, but he's going to stop by. And so I'm hoping to get a concrete bid from him, but I definitely know it's not going to be cheap.
Right.
So the $75,000 was in your report. What was that for?
That was what the boiler will cost.
The boiler?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, how big a boiler was that, Peyton?
It's a 400, 500,000 BTU, isn't it?
It was bigger than that. He gave us two options, but the problem with the smaller option that was about 25,000 less was that it's not high efficiently like the more expensive one is. So is actually going to cost us more in the long run, but also we can do some upgrading in that building itself, especially some insulation, and we won't need to do all of the draining out and everything like we do now. That has led to some problems, and it's also a lot easier to maintain as far as Paul or me cleaning it and getting it prepped, you know, in the wintertime when we shut it down, and also when we come online for the summer. But we can revisit those again, because I'm sure the prices will change when we actually get some concrete numbers on what it's going to cost to fix the piping.
But you're right, we're right on top of this. We've got our lifeguard next month or first day.
I honestly don't know. I mean, unless we just throw the boiler in and then find out it's going to be, what, $300,000 or $400,000 to fix it. So then we just wasted $75,000. And if we do find someone who's going to want to work on it, they're going to want to work on it this summer. Yeah. So we can't really have water in it if we're trying to repair it. So.
Right. It's, yeah. So either way it goes, it's probably going to be down a season or half a season, or if it would even be feasible to even start it up a half a season, like. To get lifeguard lined up.
You see how much money the pool loses every year.
I know. I was just going
to,
yeah.
It was never designed to make money.
No, absolutely not. Or even I mean, our taxpayers' dollars is what funds the pool for our community. Yeah. But it's one of those things, if we miss a season, then we don't lose $50,000-some and we put that towards the pool renovation. I mean, we do have a fund set up for pool renovations that has about $72,000 in it, which would pay for the boiler. But
God, that's just amazing, a boiler costs that much. I mean, you can buy the boiler for $15,000.
That's amazing. Why we wanted to wait till we could find out for sure what the heck things were going to cost, and we're just having a hard time finding anyone to give us a quote. So.
Yeah, because the same reason, because I know somebody put, well, the J. Apartments in Absorbia, I don't know, it's a fairly big boiler, because it's like 10 units there that have to keep warm, and that one was $22,000.
Yeah. This is only,
So I wouldn't think it would need to be that big just to keep supplemental heat in
for 3 months.
Yeah,
2.5 months, June, July, half August. That one lasted quite some time. That one up there, been there a long time.
I keep thinking. We could piece it together again for another. There's all sorts of problems with the pool. It loses thousands of gallons of water.
The pool has been a
It's
necessary evil for.
It's
a money pit.
It's a money pit, and communities are closing their pools up all across the state, and it's going to. At some point in time, it's going to be a big decision for you guys.
Right.
See, Laurel, they filled theirs in, and they put in a spray park.
Yeah. Splash park.
Splash park, yeah.
I mean, is that an option for us?
Yeah.
It's that much money.
It could be.
The cheapest,
without having to do...
I think
the cheapest you can get is probably $250.
Or, look at it, and we should discuss that option, because it may be... the better option if we've got to go do a bunch of digging around. If we want to do if it's $300,000, say, do we look at, what is it if we transition this just to a splash park and spend the money that way? It may be more feasible.
I'd really like to know.
Yeah, I would too.
Those numbers and the other numbers. Maybe we can talk a little bit. Peyton, I'll come down and visit with you, because I know a little history of the place and might help, but.
Yeah, I will definitely let you know when I get an exact date that they're going to be by here, since he's going to be in Bozeman anyway. He said he'd be happy to come by and take a look.
Okay.
And the company he's talking about, I found them because I reached out to Red Lodge. They did a $1.8 million renovation to their pool a couple years ago. They got a loan for it.
Yeah.
And they had different organizations raise over $800,000. I don't know how long they were raising the money for, but so they redid their pool, and they said Langless out of Billings did it. And I was like, I told Peyton, I said, I guess call them, but they're probably going to laugh at us. They want to come look at our little puny pool. But they actually gave Peyton
the pool name of the people who did just the pool part. And so that's who the people from Idaho are, so hopefully.
Yeah.
Because the other ones, what, in Arizona, Peyton?
Yeah, they were down out of Arizona. Right off the bat, here said it would be at the minimum a $250,000. So.
And just to piggyback off that, any repair work is going to easily meet that public bidding threshold. So whatever we decide what we're going to do, we're going to have to put together a bid packet, take bids on it, and that takes time too.
Yeah, I mean, I...
You'll have some pool stuff coming your way directly. Is there any other comments that aren't on the, not on the agenda? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.